Aaron Krenzel, we're so glad to have you on the line today, fashion columnist. Thanks for joining us here on Your Money Matters.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, this story blew up. Okay, so the American Eagle, Cindy Sweetie thing, I was not as attuned to it last week as maybe I should have, maybe because I just kind of dismissed it as overhyped. And maybe we could talk about whether people were really all that offended, if that many people really were, or just the people that were maybe looking a little too tightly at the ad. Either way, it has caused this counter backlash from folks on the right. President Trump, J.D. Vance has talked about it too, the vice president. And my question for you, Farron, is all of this hubbub good for American Eagle, or is it a huge miss for American Eagle?
This is something I can only speak to as a journalist with data. I can't put my personal feelings into it at all. And looking at the data, I think right now we still have to say it's good because the stock price has gone so high. We have to wait and see if the sales are going to follow that stock price. The only thing I can think of that's remotely comparable is Target's stock price, how because of the DEI backlash and then the backlash to that backlash, there was an online boycott for Target that is still affecting their profits today and affecting their stock price, much to my dismay, frankly. or at least my Robin Hood's dismay.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. So in terms of this whole mess, we just don't know. What we do know is that teenagers especially will virtue signal a lot online, but their buying behavior does not match that. We know that because over and over during surveys of Gen Z and now Gen Alpha, they say, we want clothes with values, we want sustainability, we want transparency, we want ethics. And then their number one, you know, brand is Shein, and their number two brand is Temu, both of whom, like, at least Shein literally just got fined over $1 million for greenwashing. You know, these are not necessarily examples of pristine, high-quality merchandise or manufacturing. So just based on that alone, we have to say that if the jeans fit people the way they want, they're still going to buy them.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that, too. And again, this, we're painting with a broad brush here, but I think you're right. Just because of our behavior of outrage might happen or manifest itself online, it really matters ultimately what happens at the pocketbook, right? What happens where we spend our money. Are there any other ad campaigns that you can think of? I just know that, you know, ad campaigns causing controversy are nothing new. We are in a highly polarized era now. I just, the Brooke Shields ad comes to mind from like 1980, right?
Well, spoiler alert, I wasn't here for that ad. So I, you know, but also neither was the internet, frankly.
True.
What I can speak to you is when Balenciaga had their ad scandal, gosh, I want to say 2019, they, you know, had some very young children posing on beds and couches with, you know, handbags and stuff. And I'm sure to someone it looked, you know, cute and fine, but it wasn't, especially when it came out that some of the books that were on the bookshelf in these Balenciaga ads had pretty questionable material having to do with children's bodies. It was bad. And, you know, just like with this campaign, there were cries of extreme outrage. There were also cries of extreme, you know, this is being completely taken out of context and oversimplified. Give me a break. It's a handbag. There was a big kerfuffle, and Keurig, Balenciaga's parent company, you know, really made a retool where they refocused their charity efforts on childhood exploitation as well as domestic violence. They got their celebrity community like Kim Kardashian involved in those fundraising efforts, and they really turned it around. You know, Balenciaga, their sales or, you know, sales dips really have had nothing to do with that ad campaign because they course corrected so quickly. American Eagle seems to have gone the opposite route.
Right. They're leaning into it.
They said, oh, everyone's jeans are great. We look forward to continuing to feature people's jeans online, right? Isn't that what they said?
Something like that.
You know, just today I walked by a bus that was wrapped in the ad. For what it's worth, I think she looks wonderful. I think the ad itself was pretty lazy, and I think it's silly that in this polarized climate, there weren't, you know, more flags going off internally just in case. you know, I can't tell you how many times I've had things that I thought were clever as a journalist flagged by my editors just in case. And they were right. And it's strange that that didn't happen in this case.
Yeah.
It'll
just be interesting to see. I wonder where the sales are. They have not had a great run of sales recently. And it really puts the all press is good press to the test. Because you're right, ads are different than just a controversy, right? It's broiled into one. And when you make an ad and you put together, like you're saying, wrapped in buses too, you're really going all in on the table.
Well, and just the fact that they double down on the messaging is what's surprising to me. Usually when a brand gets called out online, they really bend over backwards to say, oh gosh, we're going to fix this. Wait and watch how we fix this. That was not the case in this particular situation. And it makes me think that their internal, and again, I have no way of knowing this, but it makes me think that their internal metrics in terms of who they know their demographic shopper is a shopper that's aligned with this messaging, perhaps.
Interesting. Okay. Farron, we had other things to talk about. We'll table it for another time. I love when you come on. It's always great.